evening. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Mohawk Valley Town Board agenda for February 15th, 2023. I'm Janice Redondo.
Lori Houston.
Jill Williams.
Lois Hall.
Brian Burris.
We will start. Please call to order with invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to gather here today in this wonderful community with these wonderful people. We ask the Father that we have an open mind and an open heart to discuss what we need to discuss today, and that you make our valley a prosperous and wonderful place to live. We ask that you be with our servicemen and women and our first responders, and you protect them and keep them safe. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Remain standing.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Second on the agenda, public comment. This is just for items on the agenda, in case you can't stay for the entire meeting, but I'll bet that you can. Does anyone have public comment about things on the agenda? Seeing none, approval of the minutes for February 1st. If everyone took a look at the minutes, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion we approve the minutes for February 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approval of agenda for this evening. Hold, combine, delete. We do have one change. The next meeting date was accidentally tonight.
Yes.
It is, in fact, March 1st, 2023. So if anyone doesn't have any other changes, next meeting, March 1st, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes or agenda as noted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. Zooming along here. Informational items, there are none at the moment. Planning and zoning. The Maces at Logandale. Is there anyone here tonight to represent this item, the Maces at Logandale? Please, someone come out of the shadows. Oh, it can't be. It can't be.
It can be.
Evidently.
If this came up to me, they didn't say, Commissioner's office told me that if this, when this comes up, this is only an extension of time. The plans and everything have already gone through whatever they had to go through, and this is only requesting whatever the extension of time is. So that may be why they're not here, I don't know. Yeah. But either way, you can make that in your comments, that nobody was here, that you want to put off, or that whatever it is you decide you want to do. But it is, we're only addressing the extension of time.
I say we table it.
I'm not sure, and that's Judy speaking, she's our community liaison and our secretary now for the town board. You know, not everyone was on the board when this first came through. And regardless, should I assume they're not going to show up at the BCC?
I have no idea.
Oh, I wonder if they will.
Well, and this is, I think there was one person on this board when this decision was made.
That's you.
Not to mention, no, actually, I was on the board because it was right after I was off.
Oh,
that,
yeah?
In that break. So I think it was, you're the only one that was on the board at the time,
no,
I believe.
No, it, I was. Kristen.
Kristen. Okay.
And then, no, we were here for the
first
extension. We were here for the extension.
Yeah. So, but the, I would have questions to ask.
I have questions to
too.
Ask also.
I have questions to ask too.
I would too.
I mean, we have had the second extension of time. Why?
All right, so this is what I'd like to suggest, because we have another meeting on March 1st, and they don't go before the Board of County Commissioners until March 8th. Judy, you and I, you're going to help me. I'm going to request that someone from this application come on March 1st to discuss this. Now, you all need to know, evidently they don't have to. But we certainly have had extensions of time, applications come before the board, and an applicant came and made their case as to why they haven't done nothing yet. So let me read it into the record, please. ET23-40006 was a zone change from 2018. Maces at Logandale use permit, second extension of time, single-family residence, attached plan, design reviews. Companion item, extension of time 23400007, vacation from 2018, vacate and abandon second extension of time. 2018 was such a long time ago, and one of the gals here was fabulous enough to print off what the map was. I would just feel so much more comfortable if they could be here to tell us
what it is now, because this was actually in 2019. It was posted on the internet, and so it's probably old. It's probably not correct, current.
Yeah, they changed it since then. At the last meeting, they changed it.
And that was years ago, right?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Now, the last time they were before us was only an extension of time.
The first extension of time.
They changed it from the original.
From that.
Would that have been the change that went from the cul-de-sac to the hammerhead design?
Well, that would really surprise me because Marilyn.
Yeah, there's no hammerheads.
Hammerheads.
Okay. No hammerheads.
There are no hammerheads.
Yeah, but that's what they're
and
wanting.
That's what it says on the agenda also.
Okay.
What about your attachments?
Yeah, no, it was supposed to be acre on the outside.
If they're trying to sneak in quarter.
Yeah, no, it was supposed to be acre lots on the outside.
Correct, perimeter.
And then it went to half acre, and then it went to the quarter acre on the, as you went towards the high school.
Yep. Lot ranges in size from 7,945 square feet to 47,239 square feet net.
No, they were acre on the outside because all the lots on Google.
Well, the 47 is
acre.
Lots,
and it's supposed to be half of what ours is.
Current planning.
So it had to be 1 acre on the outside.
Current planning, no resolution of intent. Staff to prepare an ordinance to adopt the zoning. All perimeter lots to be a minimum of 1 gross acre. C of O not issued without final zoning inspection. But no, I feel like we have more than that.
It was when they added the extra land. We bought that other
part. Right, the piece on this side.
And that's when they changed it all. And
that would have been, from what I'm seeing here, it would be December 19th, 2018 is when that happened. So.
And that's what I highlighted. There's 79 acres for a density of 2.1 dwelling units per acre. I looked up the zoning in Clark County, and it is one home per half acre.
Yeah,
for that whole entire lot.
The whole thing's happening.
The planned use is also that, so.
They got the zone changed.
Yeah, perimeter lots to be a minimum of 1 gross.
Yeah, 2 per acre. Yeah. So they're, the density that they're, because of the acre lots, is they're blanketing that over the whole thing, not individual homes.
And that's exactly what they can do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to clarify.
Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to make a motion to table it or a different motion, I'm entertainable.
Until March 1st.
So Jill made a motion to table it and ask the applicant to come back before us on March 1st. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. General business says none. I'm just going to tell you for sure, the bylaws will be on the next meeting agenda, and I have several things
because
I want
to
add.
They have to have it by April 1st.
Okay.
They want it.
Two meetings in March,
meetings in March 1st.
And another one.
If anything is in there that you can't settle, you can go to the next meeting, but then it has to be.
Yeah, we'll prove it the second one for sure.
Well, they have to be approved 2 times.
Yep, two consecutive meetings. So we're going to be meeting a lot. I know Vern's thrilled. Okay, we are at comments by the general public. I'm so sorry the applicant isn't here, and you're more than welcome to get up and talk to me about the Mesas at Logandale if that's why you're here.
Something else that, please, everybody that's here, sign in. That makes a difference.
It really does. We have to show the sheet.
How many people are coming out for a meeting. That's the only item on the meeting.
And if you just want to put your name and phone number or your name in P.O. box, it's fine. But that goes to comprehensive planning, the planning department that does this. So it is important that our names are on the sheet. You don't want to get up? Come on, Gene. What do you got to say?
Well, I was here to listen.
That's it? Okay. Hearing no public comment, anything from the board?
My questions probably need to be answered by them.
Okay. But in general comments, just anything?
Not anything else?
Yeah, why don't you?
That's a good comment.
Jill has one thing.
I just want to bring up to my fellow board members, there was a couple of posts in regards to dumping again out in the desert. And I think that we should maybe get a letter sent to Republic Services in regards to getting another dump day out here.
Yes.
Just one is absolutely not enough.
No.
And I actually utilized the dump day this last Saturday that they were there. And, you know, they had four trucks there. Every single one of them was being utilized. And I said, do I have time to run home and go and get some more to bring back here? Nope. You can only dump once.
One shot. And what about the trailer?
Oh, and, well, that was years ago. But anyways, And I also went there with a horse trailer years ago. And they told me because I took my stuff in a horse trailer that was not acceptable, and they turned us away. So we had to go unload the horse trailer, and we had to put it into a pickup truck and take it in the pickup truck.
They told us our trailer was too big. There's too much there. And we said, no, they're only utilizing a fraction of the trailer. Doesn't matter. It's our discretion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, and I think we really need, we should have a permanent dump site out here, and they can.
We used to.
I agree. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when they made the deal, when they changed dump estates and they shut our dump down, they said that we were going to be able to put out anything that we wanted on a regular trash pickup, and they would pick it up because they were taking our dump away. Then that went away. Mm-hmm. And now we only have one dump day, and that's once a month. And that's why our deserts look like trash. And I tell you what, I have been out there numerous times picking up yard debris, I've picked up home building supplies, couches, numerous things. And there's, you know, they can't expect us to load up and drive,
right,
you know, 50 miles.
But we are a kind, gentle board. And mm-hmm. So we're going to write them a letter and ask them to come out. And we will have a discussion with them, and we'll come up with some kind of a solution, whether it's 2 days a week or maybe it's on the other side of town one time in the month and back over there the other time of the month. But it's got to become a little easier, because unfortunately folks go there and get turned away and they don't take the stuff home.
No, they don't.
So I see a taker.
Yes, sorry.
Come on down.
Previous item.
That's fine.
George Cohano. Just a couple
just
questions.
I know he's going to sign in before he leaves, and you'll see George. Awesome. George signed in, Judy.
My first question is, how many extensions are we going to give these folks?
This is it.
This is it.
Promise.
Yep.
Okay.
Promise.
And it's one year.
It's to the end of 2024. So it's not a normal two-year extension.
And that's if they get the extension.
If they get it.
Right.
Okay. Are we going to, I know it's super preliminary, but if they get the extension and they start building, are we going to be responsible for any sort of paving if we were on, say, Goobler or anything like that? Or are we going to, I know we had to hook up sewer. We talked that. It's been some years ago, so we talked about that. All of us on septic will have to go to pay to have the hookup.
No. If
okay,
you are within 300 feet of the sewer line and your septic goes bad, then you have to hook up. You can't fix your septic tank. But as long as your septic is good, you are welcome to stay on septic as long as you want to.
Okay.
To the regulations that I know.
Okay.
Okay? And no, paving, listen, if you wanted paving or you want to get in on a group rate of whether it's sewer or paving, that's one thing. But no, a current homeowner is not going to be asked to have anything to do with this project in regard to sewer or paving or streetlights or curbs or nothing. But I still want you to come to the next meeting.
What they sometimes offer is the ability for you to tie in at a discounted rate if you so choose.
Exactly.
But it's not a mandated thing.
Okay.
But what they do is they kind of leverage that with, if it goes bad, then it's going to cost you a lot more money in the future type thing. So there are some give and take that they have with you a little bit, but it wouldn't be a mandatory thing.
Something
you would have to.
About paving too.
Yeah, and one of the main reasons I ask about is the road Goobler. There's a wash between myself and some of the other folks there, and I push a little dirt around every now and again, so it's passable, but I don't want to get, we have a piece of pipe in there right now, and I know I'm pushing the luck on that, but I don't want to get too vested into it and have them come through and make it right. I understand that. I just, it's something that we have to live with, and it hangs over our head, like, hey, or if we're going to do something to fix this ourselves so that it's passable, then, you know, I don't want to put too much money into it and then have them come back.
Right.
I'm all about the progress. I'm not saying, you know, obviously, you know, to have them come, that's great. I just kind of know, is it going to happen or not, so that I can know to plan accordingly.
Okay.
So
I can get you more information too, George. Until December 19th, 2024. So it kind of is 2 years.
Okay.
Because it's all of 2023. I thought it was the end of 2023, but it's not. It's 24.
So, okay. So ultimately, they have until December 19th of 2024.
To commence.
If this is approved, and we haven't. I mean, there's no decision on whether this will be approved or not at this point. So
we saw them doing some soil samples.
Yeah.
Do you guys know anything about what's going on with that? That's what you're asking too. Is asking the
sure.
comments about that.
Yeah. Just give us an update. I mean, if you have until December of 2024, how about you give us an idea of when you think you're going to start? You know, I really thought it was a year. I'm kind of surprised that it's two.
Yeah.
But it's just like we said. One person, no persons on the board when this all took place, and I'm sure people have moved away and new folks have moved in, and folks who are really invested in the project just deserve the respect of them coming out here and letting us ask questions, even if it's after the meeting. You know, be part of the community.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
George.
You. On the Republic Services.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, we've been in talks with them, not about adding a day, but an issue that we have. People are dumping any time they want up there now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at the location?
Yeah.
On Waterline?
Which makes an issue, too. Whether you can get more days or not, I have no idea. But it's been an issue for a while. And I actually got some information from them, from a poster that they put up, at the time that we all of what we all agreed with. So I'll see if I can pull it up again.
That would be fabulous.
You know,
the other thing is we're having an issue with animal carcasses.
Mm-hmm. Jill and I went out and took a look at one of them.
There's been a number of them over the last couple of weeks.
Oh.
And the rubbish in the desert is becoming an issue again too.
Yes, up on the mesa.
So, just so everybody knows, if you know anybody that's doing it or anything, they're going to start getting cited.
That's fabulous. We want them to. But Republic Service still needs to be part of the solution, especially with the Mesa Logandales, and now we're getting
those are two separate issues. But I have that flyer, and I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Actually, Vernon has one, too, if you wanted to incorporate it.
As far as the carcass goes, just so you know, when we went out there, it was definitely a cow. It wasn't.
Well, you have a different one then.
There's probably several, I would imagine.
We've had a few different animals.
Oh.
Are you up by the shooting range?
Yeah.
Come on up. Hi.
Ann Thompson.
Hi, Ann.
I live right on the corner of Yamashita and Gubler. I have a big concern about when they start construction, if it gets approved and they start construction, what kind of regulations are we going to have as far as dust control, garbage? I have a pool. I mean, my house is going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
Especially if they're using that Gubler as that traffic.
There will be a big old sign out front from Air Quality with their phone number on it. And if there's an issue, you call them, and they will be out here, and they love to cite large construction projects for
I'm just saying,
not adhering.
Dust control is a big thing.
There's codes that can be enforced. That's already the law.
They're escalating fines, so they're not you get a $200 fine every time. It's like $200 this time, $400 that time, up into $750,000 a pop. So.
Okay. And that, you know, that dirt road from is already very rough to ride. Sometimes, you know, are they going to be forced to make sure that they maintain, you know, are they going to put the streets in first, or are they going to maintain the dirt roads so we can travel?
These are great questions. I think
they are great questions, and if they want to be part of our community by building this neighborhood.
As long as they're in these big trucks that they take up there are going to destroy those dirt roads, and it's going to be very, very difficult for us. So I just wanted to see if we can.
Yeah,
chat about that a little bit.
Have to do streets first?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
But I'm not sure how far down they're told they have to pave.
Well, Well, they'd have to pave, but paving is usually the finished product, so it's pretty much once all the underground utilities and everything are in, which could be 6 to 8 months at least, so there's a concern, obviously, of in the meantime, what we do and whether we restrict road access and as part of their
and send them a different way.
Yeah, so those are things that, unfortunately, those are things that we would like to ask. Unfortunately, we can't ask because nobody shows up. So it just, for me, it shows how much they want to be part of the community if they don't show up, so.
Can I just?
Sure.
Can we publish that they'll be here or not be here the next meeting? Is that something?
Vern?
Do we just have to hope they show
we
up?
We just have to hope because we thought they were going to be here tonight.
Okay.
If they're interested, they're going to be here.
Yeah, so.
See, that concerns me.
I will call the engineering company. It's Encore Engineering in Vegas, and ask who the engineer is on the project, at a minimum to have him there, but let them know that the town board tabled the item just for them and that we expect someone on March 1st. And this has happened before. They're pretty good about showing up once we throw up a red flag. And again, we're going to be kind. Maybe I'll bake him. Gene will make him some cookies. I didn't get my Christmas cookies this year, by the way.
Oh.
I'm just saying. I wasn't on the board yet. Anything else?
I can also call him if you'd like, Aleman.
Yeah? That would be fabulous. You feel free to go right ahead as the public and do that. Going once. Next meeting date, definitely Wednesday, March 1st, 7 p.m. And we are adjourned. I can't. Oh, yeah, I know that you folks have made